We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Shin Samach Vav, the halachas that started, the halachas of Erev HaChatzer, where many people live, said Vav. This is on page 462, Daf Reish Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Says Mechaba, Ema Arvim Beprusam, you cannot make an Erev with a broken piece. I feel like Gedolah Harbe, even if the piece of bread is very big, of Beshlem, but if it's intact, if it's whole, I feel like Gedolah Moed Marvin, even in a very small bulk law, you could make an Erev. Bovat She'ibem Kol Kach, She'ibem Kishir, as long as it has so much that it will be like the measurement. If it was removed from it, the amount of the challah of a baker, which is 148, then you can make an erev. Even if it wasn't untithed for challah. Now, if it was crumbled, maybe it was broken, and then it was connected with a toothpick, you insert one end into the bread and then the other end into the broken piece. It may not make a difference if it's not recognizable as broken, but you can use it for a Hagosah Dramah. The those who explain, this that you cannot make an Erev only with a complete bread, that all the whole Erev together should be a complete bread. The custom is to gather from every single household a little bit of flour. But they make one big challah and make an air with it. That's the Magid Mishnah goes arrived, Parakav Machazavan, and says, so that's a widespread custom in all these countries. But one has to be careful, Shebechalik, Asher, Mafur, to come on Simishin, Shin Samaches, of Gimel, to have the appropriate measurement that's mentioned later on in Shin Samaches. And even if it's left over from the flour, not all of it was made from the challah. Even so, it's not any less than if one person it gives his rights of what he has to others. And it's with that intention that they initially gave their flour. That's what appears to me why it's okay. You cannot make an Erev beprusa with a broken piece. Mishum Eva, because of hatred, enmity, Shayyabod Lidibachlis can come to fight. Shayyabod is going to say, Ani Nois Nishlema, I give a whole piece, but the Bruce, he gave a broken piece. But Philly, it's a cool mate in Bruce, and even if they all want to give a broken piece, Hashim are concerned, Shayyabod Lidibachlis is going to end up going back to the bad ways that someone will give, which, as the Dish of 53 beings, that Tayyab Shabbos writes, that we're concerned that another time they're going to do an Eiv, one person will give a Shlema, one will give a Bruce, and it's going to come to Eva to hatred. Look at the Prima Godin that he's in doubt to say, that even after the fact, that Loi Mahani Ha'ev Kishasa Beprus is not going to be effective when it's done with a broken piece. Now, the Masom Etchil B'Shlema, for it's initially made a whole, V'achkach L'Shabbos Acheres, and then the subsequent Shabbos Nifchasa, it got diminished, V'nishtar Mimino At, it remained from it only a little bit. So I'm going to come and look later on Sim Shin Samaches Zabdal, the Ancham, that we discussed at Halach. Sim Kol Namad Ches. So he said, Prusa is not good, even if it's very big, but if it's whole, even very small, as long as you have the shear that's necessary. However, if it was taken from it, Kedei Chalas, Peter, what does this mean? Fili in the Shalom, even if it's not whole, Shari, it's permitted. Shashchem said, because the neighbors think, Shenitel Chalam in the past, that you remove the amount of challah from the bread, but it's really whole. You have to give the Kayin, which, you know, now we burn it, but if it was removed from it, the amount of Chalas Nachtam, which is 148th, then you make it Erev with it, even if it was not even really untied for Chal, even though if it didn't even need Chal. But at least they won't come to fighting. Simkot Namates. Now, if it broke, and then it was connected with a twig, and it connect one with the other, it's like what it means to say, Shnifres and Kikram Ad Mini, from the big loaf, a little bit of it broke off. So then, Simkot Mem, if after sticking together with the toothpick, it's not recognizable that it's broken, then it's okay, you could use it for the Erev. At time, the reason is, even though in truth it's not really whole, Kabokum is still keeping the Ein Nikkah, it's not recognizable, even the Mechlekes. The whole purpose is that, you know, it won't bring to Mechlekes, because people don't realize. Simkot Memav, the Rama said, some explain this, that you could only make an Erev with a Pas Shalom, doesn't mean each individual. That means that all together the Erev is made from one big bread. With this also it's fulfilled with Chazal. Instead of there should be specifically with a whole bread. But they also agreed of course every person could give his own complete bread. Even if one person's loaf is bigger than the other one's loaf, but there's also permitted those who agreed to the first opinion, you cannot make an Erev with a broken piece, even if they all give equal broken pieces. Sivkot Membeis. And therefore the custom was to gather Mikol Bayis or Bayis Ma'at Kemach for every single household a little bit of flour. But then same thing is Kishnois and Mois Lignos Bayim Kemach. They give the money to purchase the flour. The Philemon Lainos is about Labatim. Even certain homeowners don't give. Gamkin in Kippei the Badavits. Also, we're not so particular. Because Mesem Lassayv, like he ends up at the end, the Kolecha Nois Kimcho Le'erv Bishvukum. Everyone gives his flour for the Erev, for to cover for all them. Sivkot and Mem Gimel, and that's the widespread custom. And then he said, but certainly Zar B'chulu, that you have to be careful that the Chalash have the explicit share that's mentioned later on in Shin Samachaz. Mashminon, what he's letting us know is the Avshim Starf and Yachad, that even though they combined together Lahavi Pashlema, the mitzvah's Erev, to bring a whole bread for the mitzvah Erev, it's like that you would have thought to say, this is more significant, Leboisha doesn't have to have a share. Kamashmon, that no, it's less to have this share, that's what Rama is telling us. Sivkot and Mem Dalad. And the Afapi Bechulu, even though it remains a little bit from the flour that wasn't used, even though it's still going to be an heir. If it's limited, it means to say, as in the case, yes, from the Adam, it means to say you have certain people, they don't have really a portion of the bread of the heir, because their flour wasn't used. If that's the case, yes, so then if some not included, then the whole heir doesn't work. So if Kutnam, hey, that's what's saying that, no, it's going to be heir because the Ligara, it's not worse than if one person is to all of them, but they talk about and so with that intention that they all give their flour initially. Which some what it means to say is abhacha here also. When each one of the homeowners gave ma'at kemach l'shamash a little bit of flour to the one in charge, he gave for all of them. Now, even though if someone gives an heir for his friend, he has to be mezakeh, has to give him the rights through someone else, like we'll see later on Sivtez. But here, when everyone gives his flour to the shamash to make the heir with it, on the chayshim, we consider it as if they're giving it to him, that he should merit in it for all of them. And the shamash, the attendant doesn't have to go and mezakeh them through someone else, or through himself explicitly. Now, those who say that actually, if the one in charge did not merit it to them through someone else, or through himself explicitly, which is shown in Islam and Vav, brings this from Levush and Narsham, and that's something from the Bilan Goyin that explains that this is Ramah right. What it means to say is that even though you're not mezaka without the awareness of the balabais, you do need a zikui. And that's not like the way the Magen Rambam understands the words Rama in Sivkot and Yod Gimel. So says the Mishmaru, but Nachan Lachash L'Dvarv L'Ketchila, it is appropriate to be concerned for his words initially. Befrat specifically, Im Hashamash Asum Mekemash Lai, if the Shamash made it from his own flour, Vavadit Sok L'Zak Slak Kol Adayachah, for sure he has to give over the rights to the community through someone else. And that's also the custom Shamash Nois Ne'erv L'Rabba Erev Pesach, that the Shamash gives the Erev to the Rav on the Erev Pesach, Shiz Kabay B'Shvul Kol HaKol, that he should marry it for the whole community. Let's say it already was dark, already the first night of Yom Tov, and he was not mezake. In lezake is elal tznai. Then you should only do the zika on it was stipulating. Not in the shame that it should say ima yom chayil of today's weekday, because we're not sure which day is Yom Tov. So I'm having the rights in it for the whole city. Im kodesh, if it's already Yom Tov, im devar klum, what I'm saying is nothing. And that's I should say the same thing on the second day of when it's the night of the second day of Yom Tov. Which shouts in the Islamic chesed is that he should say, if today's Kodesh, I already was like Zeichen from yesterday for all the people of the city. If today's Chol, I'm Mezakeh today, as is all brought later on, Simon Shin Tzad Gimel. Says the Mishmur further, says Bechol said, this is all in my Yom Tov, Yisamach L'Shabbos, if Yom Tov was near Shabbos. The Yeshim Yechel Ben Tam, because if their weekday is between them, Yom Tov and Liskas are Erev Shabbos, so then wait to give the rights until Erev Shabbos, and you don't have to do it on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to carry Yom Tov. Now, if you forget also on Erev Shabbos, from being mezaka until it's already dark, some now then you rely on those places in this real hood that they hold, the mutl tatl, that you're allowed to carry actually, even not being mezaka, like the Achrayim said, because it was already collected for all of them. Siv Zayin, mechad mezaka l'kulam. If one is giving the rights from what he has to them all, yachal arbe prusa, then he actually can make the Erev even with a broken piece. Which is Shartin as Membab says, because like Shach Khan Klab Mishamev, there's no concern about hatred because it's all one. It's not different parties. Sivchas, Ma'arvim Bepas Oriz Vadoshim, one could make an Erev with the bread of Oriz, which is generally translated as rice. Some say the opposite, Vadoshim and lentils. Avalib Bepas Dechim, which is the opposite one of that, but not in the bread made of the millet. Shartin Oriz, the Mishamev says, Sivchat Memzem Bepas Oriz Vadoshim. You can make bread out of them. Because it's normal for people to bake. and to eat those types of breads. Which is not the case by Doichen. Like we said, what is Oriz V'Doichen is debated. Be'alacha, the Maschel Ema Arben Be'Prusa can make your air with a broken piece. What it means to say is air with a tears. But Shatuv Mevois, since you make your air with all types of food and beverages, Chazal not Masakin Dafka that it should be a Shleimim whole whole entities. And that's obvious in the Rambam. It says, according to what the Ramah writes at the end of Gimel regarding a base dira, that customarily these days that we'd make an Erev Chatzeres and Shativim advice together, so we say that since it's effective for Shittim, it'll also be effective Erev Chatzeres, where the Vilna Gaon explains over there. Maybe say something also over here, that it will work. But from the fact that Ramah does not mention also over here to differentiate regarding that, sounds like that even today's times, we don't make an Erev with a broken piece. Now, it's possible to say that the Rambam would hold like the other Rishonim that even Shetuvim Mevois actually cannot make an Eruv with a Prusa when you make an Eruv with bread. So, therefore, it wouldn't even work at all. And the Maschel Shebim Kashir, but it has to have the measurement. That is what brought later on Simishan Shin Samaches. The Maschel Voisin Chala Acha Shleima, that the custom is to make one whole bread out of all everyone's flour that they donate. Now, even though the Chayra wouldn't apply over here because of Eva, because you're not taking from everyone just flour, so therefore, why is it not Kashir even in the broken piece? You have to say that since at least each one is giving a part on the Erev and it's taking effect on them, the Takana, that you don't make an Erev with a Prusa, which is not the case by Siv Zayin, that one person is giving from his own, is being talked to them all, it wouldn't be Shaykh at all that Takana. So, therefore, that's why there it would require, and here it would require a share, and there it wouldn't. The Maschel Past Oiris for the Vadoshim, you can make an Erev with bread from Oiris and Adoshim. So, says the Belach, same thing is by Past Tatar Kri, which is kusemis, which is this like spilled bread, and a Turkish advice, this Turkish type of wheat. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number. Fifty-one. If let's say the amount missing from the challah is the amount of a challah, not of an achdim has a smaller measurement that he has to take off a challah, it's actually that of a regular person, which is missing 1/24, you cannot make an error with it. The reason he writes the Prisha is that since it's a large measurement, you have to be concerned that the people of Chatzar are going to verify if in truth did he take this part as a challah or not, which he did not, and therefore it's going to come to Eva. This is number 52, because one guy's going to say, I gave a whole and you gave a piece. Another reason the Eliyahu Rabbah writes in the name of Maril, that since there's going to be Eivah between them, so each one is going to be Makbar and Zayiv, and then the Eivah is not going to take effect, because it has to be something that you're willing to share. And he writes that according to this reasoning, if you make an Eivah with a Prusa, the Eivah does not take effect even with the Eved. This is number 54. So he said, even with the Eved, the Eivah is not effective when you make it out of a broken piece. Regarding a Bracha, when he makes a mistake and he makes the Eivah with a broken piece, and then he goes back and he makes an Eivah, Eliyahu Rabbah writes in the name of Maril that one time, he made an Eir with a broken piece, and he said the Nusach about the Eiriva. And after he finished saying the whole Nusach, he recalled that the Eir was with a broken piece. Went back and made an Eir with a whole one without a bracha. The Rebbe writes that still, if a long time passed from the time that you made an Eir with a broken piece, you would have to go back and make an Eir with a complete bracha, with a shlema. This is number 55. Even according to Arminic, that we mafresh v'chala only a small amount, Chaznish writes that even if it's taken from the loaf, a share of 1/48. You could still make an error because Lipla Garbon and Run do not differentiate. That was what the Halacha was said. This is number 56. If the broken piece is still attached to the bread, the Atzal Moigim writes that in the way that when you hold on to the smaller part, the larger part will come with it. It's partial that's considered a whole loaf, as a passing in Shechon Aruch in Kuf Samach Zayin Savalf. That's considered Shalom regarding the Baruch HaMaitzi. But in the way that if you only hold the large one, the large part will the smaller part come. Then he says, is a doubt if the loaf is considered as whole and you make an error with, because the bigger piece is considered significant regarding the smaller piece, or do you say it's not considered a whole and it remains with a tzarachin? Dishon number 58. He said, even if one's loaf is bigger than the other one, as long as it's shalom, it's okay. So too, if one gave wheat bread, and one gave barley bread, or one gave refined flour, one gave coarse bread, Tzadik Shabbos writes, that's okay, that's still going to be permitted. Dish number 59. Even though the Ketchila would make Erev specific with bread, but the Eved, if they forgot and did not make an Erev, Chayodim writes that if they cook together one pot, you could rely on that because of Erev. The reason, writes Nishma Sadim, is rely on Shitav B'mokam Erev. And he adds on that this is the kavanah of the rukeich that he writes regarding eruv chatzeres, that if you cook together in a pot, you don't have to make an eruv. So it's two chedushim in his words. One is that it's possible to make eruv with all types of food. Number two, that even if it did not leave this pot for the purpose of eruv, but it's effective, like the halacha of a baal habayis that with a shutuf, with a shchenuf, or the chayadim does not permit with all types of foods, only from halacha of shituf. The Bach over here writes in the opinion of the Torah that even to make an eruv, it's affected by the eved, all types of food. And look at that same logan that he's masig on his words. This number 60. If it was removed from the bread of oiris or adashim, the lentil or rice bread, 148, Chaznis writes, it has a lach like a prus, like a broken piece. It's not effective for air because there's no chiva fresh with chalas. It doesn't help over there. There's number 61, we said that, yeah, because people normally bake and eat millet bread, which is not the case by daichin, lentil bread, which is not the case by millet. The reason writes the Taser Shab is that since it's not a meichel for most people, and the ik air is because of it's a deer that a person kabei dirasa, but because of this bread. And therefore, it's not effective for Erev, if it's not no lead. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, the pas deichen is not called pas. Now, to make Erev lachmanias with like ragloch, the Aruch Moshe writes in Nimr ben Yeruchim, it's possible to make an Erev with them, and according to this, that's a Magim and the Aruch Shulchan write, possible to make an Erev with all types of pasta babakis and all types of cake. The source of this is the Gemara Brachas of Membezim and Alev. If you just said Nimr Shmuel that you can make an Erev with lachmanias, Rashi explains that lachmanias are oivlish. And previously, on the Memalv and Membez, he writes that uvlis is bread that's kneaded with a lot of spices, and that's really what pasa babakisna is, and therefore, seemingly, that we're saying that that's going to be okay to use for the eruv.